How about your, and we've had a lot of young patients here, but now I see you have an 80-year-old man. How about him?
He's very interesting as well. So he's a patient who has severe pulmonary fibrosis, and he is on 5 or 6 liters of oxygen at all times, well before we even met him. And he developed this mass in the right upper lobe of his lung, and he was given a wedge resection / biopsy. The biopsy itself was over 8 centimeters in size, and it was a grade 1 adenocarcinoma. We presented him at tumor board because I really thought this was going to be adenocarcinoma in situ because of how his scans looked and how he presented. And so he was not a surgical candidate after this biopsy. The surgeon said, no, I can't get to it. And he's not a radiation oncology candidate because you couldn't wipe out any more of his lung and keep him alive. But he actually looks pretty good when you talk to him, other than he has a lot of oxygen going. So I actually called Dr. Govindan at Washington University, and I said, you know, I'm worried about this guy because of his comorbidities and his cancer. What would you give to somebody like this? Because could he even handle chemotherapy? And Dr. Govindan said, I would be giving him everything because you're not going to get a second shot with this guy. And so I put him on Keynote 189, and he did pretty darn well. And then he went off into maintenance with pemetrexed and pembrolizumab, and he was on maintenance for about 6 months, and then he started developing some paresthesias. So we stopped the pemetrexed, and he continued on pembrolizumab until March, and then he had progressive disease. And he's a challenge on his scans because of his pulmonary fibrosis. How much of this progression is pulmonary fibrosis, and how much of it is true lung cancer? And it was a number of conversations with the radiologist saying, is this progression or is this fibrosis? And finally, we said it was progression. We put him on docetaxel, and he's been on 3 cycles of docetaxel, and he came in for scans today.
And again, the issue of ramucirumab comes up.
I did not give him ramucirumab.
Any particular reason, or just because he was 80 or what?
He's 80. He's at high risk for complications. He had a pulmonary emboli found on one of his scans, which was found. And so I didn't want to aggravate any risk for him at all. I was actually quite nervous about giving him the docetaxel in and of itself with his age, his comorbidities, and his history. He's interesting because he's on Abixaban and loves grapefruit juice. And I'm saying, don't take any grapefruit juice, please. And actually, that's what he said today, is he just misses his grapefruit juice.
So actually, you advised him, you actually counsel your patients, you ask them whether they drink grapefruit juice?
Of course. It affects CYP3A4, and I can't screw up his Abixaban.
That's interesting.